What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And for those of you watching on YouTube, the gorgeous creature sitting to the side of me is the lovely Lady Claire with her unique perspective on the world. And Lady Claire, what do you want to talk about today?
Well, I would first like to talk about what's going on in Ghouta, a subdivision of Damascus. And France has joined the U.S. and Britain in threatening with possible airstrikes if there are further chemical weapons used in Syria. The only problem with their perspective is it's, you know, it's not Assad's people doing this. Why would he do this and gas his own people when they are so close to a victory against the jihadists?
It just doesn't make any sense. It never made any sense.
Yeah.
And this is just the updated version of Saddam has nuclear weapons and he's going to attack us in 45 minutes,
Right.
Folks, how many more times do you have to be lied to until you're ready to stand up and say, this government is lying to me to get my money, to get my children for their wars?
It's just insane. And apparently, the Takfiri terrorists have turned the enclave of Ghouta into a launch pad for mortar attacks on the Syrian capital. And the Syrian army is desperately trying to throw them out with Russian help. And it's weird. It's the same old story. Foreign-backed militants have released chemicals into the areas close to the government airstrikes. Then they video it. Oh, you know, government people are bad. They did this. You know,
well, that's why snipers are preventing civilians from leaving Ghouta along the humanitarian corridor. They want the civilians to get killed so they can say, look what Russia's doing. Look what Syria is doing.
Yeah. And this comes to us from Sputnik. And there was an observation by a Russian Major General Vladimir Zolotukhin. Forgive me, sir. I mangled that. I apologize.
Actually, I think you got it about
right. I was close.
You were close enough, close enough for country.
And he says that what the West is doing in eastern Ghouta has been to create a hotbed of these jihadists and terrorists. And they're using civilians as human shields. They're preventing them from leaving. So even though the timing for the humanitarian exodus is there, people still can't get through.
No, they can't.
You know, and it's a tragedy. And Mike, whichever nation state is supporting these rebels, read U.S., U.K., and Israel, they're supporting a crime against humanity, period, end of discussion.
Yes.
Well,
of course, all war is a crime against humanity.
Yeah.
And it's clear the United States and its allies are already outside the Geneva Convention.
Mm-hmm.
They're using torture.
Yeah.
They're using collective punishment, mass starvation. These are all war crimes.
Mm-hmm.
These are all war crimes. And maybe our government, the scary thing is our government might just decide to go to nuclear war rather than have to go to The Hague and face war crimes trials.
Could be better
that these 5 billion people all die than, you know, we should actually have to go to jail.
Mm-hmm. Now, here is something a little bit strange, but very interesting and breathless. Satellite images reveal Iran establishing missile base near Damascus. And there was some satellite imagery, and there is a claim or a charge that Iran has funded this. And the people who are running it is the IRGC, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, and located 8 miles southwest of Damascus. And the media outlet said that it had acquired the satellite photos. And Israel is...
Hang on. Yes. I want to back up here a little bit. I want to look at this quote. The media outlet said it acquired satellite photos from ImageSat International, which purportedly show two new white hangars, each roughly 30 yards by 20 yards.
They're dinky.
Hang on.
Okay.
Used to store short and medium range missiles.
Yeah.
How do they know? Those satellites cannot see inside those warehouses. And I would like to get everybody into the Wayback Machine to when Colin Powell was showing all these little blurry photos to the United Nations and saying, this is an Iraqi decontamination vehicle, and this is an Iraqi chemical weapons factory. And when they got in the done smashing up Iraq and they went on in there, what they found was the so-called biological weapons factory was a bakery, and maybe it was a bad bakery, but it was a bakery.
Yeah.
And the so-called decontamination vehicles were just ordinary fire trucks.
And the other logic questions I've got to ask, Mike, why in the name of Sam Hill would Iran build a missile storage base in Syria where the country is still struggling for its own stability and its sovereignty?
Those missiles could easily be captured and turned back against Iran. And by the way, I've looked at those photos very, very closely.
Yeah.
I don't see anything that looks like a missile launcher.
Okay, and that would be the other thing. I mean, you would want to have these stored logically close to the mechanism you're going to use to set them off.
Absolutely.
And the Israelis can call these hangars anything they want. But at the end of the day, you know, you've got to have the missiles in proximity to the launching facility. I didn't see anything that looked like a launching facility.
Do you remember when the well, first of all, let's do a quick shout out to our honor affiliates rejoining the network. Do you remember, again, back in the propaganda run-up to the war with Iraq, and they put out these photos of these trailers with some machinery on them and said these are mobile biological weapons laboratories. Mm-hmm. And, of course, anybody who knows anything about the handling of dangerous chemicals looked at that and said, no, there's none of the necessary safety equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And the online shields came back and said, well, Saddam doesn't care if his scientists die. Well, yeah, they represent a significant investment in training.
Yeah.
As it turned out, those trailers were hydrogen generators for weather balloons.
Mm.
And that was known at the time because Iraq had bought those from Great Britain. But they looked mean and nasty.
Yeah.
And the U.S. government, assuming that Americans are idiots, put those pictures out there and said, these are mobile biological weapons. This is more of the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there are some buildings on this piece of ground. We don't know what's in them. And I'm not going to take the word of anybody in the corporate media or the government that they're housing Iranian missiles.
Mm-hmm.
They could be food warehouses. There's a lot of hungry people in Syria right now.
Yeah. And the Iranian government and military may be many things. Stupid isn't one of them.
Yeah. Same logic applies. Iran does not want to be attacked. They're not going to do anything that is going to allow the U.S. to say, war is on.
Yeah.
Same thing with Assad. Assad is not going to gas anybody in Syria because he knows that will open the door to a major U.S. escalation.
Right, right. And another article I'd like to look at, this comes to us again from Global Research, a blog that I have found to be basically very sober, very factual. I know you and Shodosovsky have some areas where you agree to disagree. He's the editor. But this article talks about the shadow of an Israeli-U.S. attack on Lebanon and Syria getting bigger by the day. Now, interesting development. The Prime Minister Saad Hariri has gone back to Saudi Arabia to meet with the Saudi Arabian patrons for the first time when he resigned and then kind of didn't. The timing of this visit suggests another anti-Iranian and anti-Hezbollah will follow. And we don't know. Will Hariri issue another statement accusing Iran and Hezbollah of destabilizing Lebanon to add to the war rhetoric coming out of Israel? At the same time, Lebanon is making a military agreement with Russia? Hello.
That's very, very dicey. Well, you know, Israel's already talking about a new war against Lebanon and specifically targeting the head of Hezbollah.
Right, right. Yeah. Oh, and you were talking about the Iraqi parliament demanding a timeline for U.S. withdrawal, right?
Yes.
Well, it's going to be a little problem because the U.S. has said we're going to stay there forever. You know, we're not leaving.
Well, like I said, what is the U.S. going to do? Claim that the new puppet rulers of Iraq have nuclear weapons and they're going to attack in 45 minutes?
Oh, but it gets better.
Oh, it gets better. Do tell.
Who are you going to call when you want the U.S. out of your country? Muqtada al-Sadr. Or anyone remember this guy?
I do.
He was the guy who forced the U.S.'s hand in the original SOFA agreement between Iraq and the U.S. And what is he doing these days? He is a busy guy. And what he did have, he was in charge of what was called the Mahdi Army and was virulently anti-American. And he stated that if the U.S. violated the SOFA agreement by staying one day longer than stated in the document, our military would be sitting ducks for his Mahdi Army. So we got out of Iraq for the moment, and then ISIS came in and became the reason to go back. But let me get back to Muqtada. He's been a busy guy.
Isn't it amazing how ISIS always seems to show up in the countries yeah. the U.S. wants to go yeah. into?
And this was an article that most Americans didn't probably see because it was in the Baghdad Post, even though it was in English, January 18th, 2018. The Sadrists are revealing a new coalition ahead of this year's May 15th election. And the article went on to state that the Istiqlal Party, affiliated with the Sadrist movement, revealed on Thursday details of the coalition as it is formed for the coming elections. Now, member of the party secretariat, General Mohammad Rashk, said that the party is aligning itself with the blocs that adopt the same platform based on rebuilding the institutions of state and enforcing comprehensive reforms. The name of the coalition, Those Marching to Reform. Now, Mike, should al-Sadr's coalition win this? And remember, he is still wildly yes. possible for his anti-corruption charges in Iraq. This is going to be such a game changer for Iraq, Israel, and the U.S. government. It's an oh my gosh moment.
I guarantee you, if al-Sadr wins the election, the yeah. U.S. will say he's got Saddam's nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
He knew where they were hidden.
In Iran.
In Iran. And he's got them back, and he's mm-hmm. a threat. And we have to just... Gosh, it's terrible to have to go back and reinvade Iraq for. How many times has it been now?
Yeah,
5, 6?
Something like that.
Yeah, the U.S. is not going to back off. They're mm-hmm. stuck. The yeah. U.S. government is stuck. They've gone way too far down this war path.
Mm-hmm.
They can't just say, bad idea, turn around and head back, because no. the U.S. Mm-hmm. economy would implode instantly.
Yeah.
They've painted themselves into a real corner, and unfortunately the rest of us are going to get splattered with all that red paint.
Yeah. Apparently, I'm going to bop over to Israel now. Israeli police question Netanyahu in third corruption case.
Grilled
him for 5 hours today on his possible role in a far-reaching bribery scandal. Now, it is the first time that Netanyahu has been investigated in connection with this case, which is said to be, I scratch your back, you scratch my back. Positive news coverage for the Netanyahu family by the popular Walla News website, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, right after this, Netanyahu is scheduled to depart for the U.S., where he is expected to visit President Trump at the White House on
Monday.
Don't forget,
we're coming up on the AIPAC
conference. Oh, yeah.
You know, where Israel gets up there and say, you will help us
yes.
get our enemies.
Yeah. But here's...
You didn't want those teenage kids hanging around your home anyway. They're smelly. They're noisy.
But here's the kicker. If this testimony becomes the tipping point on the way to an indictment for Netanyahu, if I were a betting human being, I would bet that the timetable for all planned covert military actions against his neighbors in the Middle East, like the usual subjects, Lebanon, Iran, and Syria, to accelerate exponentially. And he is addressing AIPAC and telling them who their enemies are. We'll meet with President Trump, telling him who his enemies are. Later in the month, the Saudi Prince Salman, who I call the Butcher of Yemen, but I digress, will be coming to the U.S. to meet with the president and talk business. Now, he is expected in the U.S. from March 19th through the 22nd. There is a huge joint U.S.-Israeli war game in Israel simulating an intense bombing of Israel, which is set to start next week and will last for a couple of weeks. And Mike, my analysis and my sense of this is that should it appear that the excrement's about to hit the ventilation shaft due to Netanyahu's legal troubles, how convenient if he should decide to greenlight a false flag against any of the usual suspects, the countries I just named. He's got U.S. troops right in place.
Well, that's what yeah. U.S. troops are for, bullet stoppers.
Because
we've got to protect those precious Israeli kids. You know, that's what U.S. soldiers are for.
And, you know, I just see the timing of this cascading into a very well-planned long war in the Middle East.
Well, I don't know how well planned it is. In fact, this whole thing was supposed to have been over in 2008, according to General Wesley Clark. But there's no question it's accelerating, and not just on Israel's part. I was saying earlier in the show, you just get this sense of provocation after provocation by the United States against Russia and against China. And I'm sure that Russia's leadership and China's leadership, for the most part, I mean, setting the hardliners aside, they understand the best thing they can do is not respond to the provocation and wait for the U.S. to collapse, because that collapse is imminent. We're seeing the warning signs all over the U.S. economy that it's about to come apart.
And I want to go to another issue entirely. And this is President Donald Trump's continuing war on drugs. Well, it's the other people's drugs, not the drugs that are distributed.
Not the CIA's
drugs, right. No, definitely not. And he hinted at a much tougher policy toward drug dealers during a White House summit on the opiate problem. And
well, I like that comment he made about some of these other countries have a much tougher penalty and they have less of a drug problem. What a reversal from Obama, who literally destroyed our diplomatic relations with the Philippines over Duterte's treatment of their drug dealers.
And apparently there's an unnamed senior administration official who said the president constantly jokes about killing drug dealers. And that's the quote you were looking at.
Yes.
Yeah, right, right. You know, the Chinese and Filipinos don't have a drug problem. They just kill them. But during the event, Trump did not endorse the idea of death penalty. And I have to offer a word to anyone in and around President Trump's inner circle. Please, Portugal got rid of it. And they did it by providing counseling, and they turned the issue of addiction not into a crime, but an illness. They treated the illness. The problem has pretty much gone away ever since
then. Well, part of it was is they simply decriminalized all the drugs and made them available for those who were addicted.
Yeah.
And that took the profit motive out of it.
Right, now, skid of the
Again, learn the lessons from Prohibition. Prohibition took alcohol, which was worth pennies a gallon, and overnight made it worth hundreds of dollars per gallon. And the bootleggers and the gangsters just acquired huge amounts of money selling what the people wanted, and literally bought their way into the highest levels of the U.S. government. And the only way that all of that abuse and corruption ended was to say, okay, you can have alcohol. The CIA has been doing the same thing. The reason, when this country was younger, drugs like opium and cocaine were perfectly legal. And we didn't have these problems of massive addiction. But then when they're made illegal and the profit motive is there, that's why you have these pushers out there at the schoolyards offering free samples to get the kids hooked. The same way that now we have doctors writing prescriptions for opiates to get patients hooked.
Right.
It's all just about generating revenue.
It's the money.
But if a drug dealer can't make a lot of money selling his drugs, he's not going to go to the problem of trying to hook new customers. It's just not worth his while.
No, it isn't. And I need to go down to the Russian story that they have developed invincible hypersonic weapons. And so people are saying the government is not giving enough money for this. And the new DARPA director, Steve Walker, didn't want to talk about Putin's assertion, but told defense reporters that his team are working as they can to test a hypersonic missile before 2020. And that they need more help. What does that translate to?
Money.
They got their hands
out.
They
want more money. They want more money. Look, they're already getting more money than Russia gets.
Yeah.
Okay, they're not producing.
Yeah.
They're producing junk.
Yes.
Okay? And I know that the U.S. has been working on hypersonic aircraft going back to, that would have been the 70s. The 70s. And because they just haven't got it there.
Yeah.
After all the money and all the years, it's very obvious that the United States is not able to produce a cost-effective weapon system. And it's rather interesting to see the counter-propaganda to Putin's speech the other day, where the Pentagon is out there saying, we don't think he really has those, but we've got one too.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. I got to take a break for commercials.
Okay.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And have you noticed this very consistent pattern? Anytime any military person opens their mouth about the threat from the other countries, it's always followed up with, we need much more money.
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe you need to take care of the money that you already have, because don't forget, the Pentagon has lost something like $8 trillion with a T, and they don't want to go bother finding that. It's, you know, it was here last week. We'll just get more from the American people. All right, we're going to grab ourselves a phone call. Lenny in California, aloha. Okay. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. Russia and Putin's speech yesterday. Now, for all those in the Pentagram who thinks that he's bluffing, notice he made this speech in the height of his election, which is coming up in a couple of weeks. So if anybody has anything to lose on the line, he does. But I don't think, and from what I've seen of him in my short life on this planet, he's not the bluffing type. That's one thing. Now, you know, as far as Syria, anybody can see that all hell is breaking loose. And they're not going to give it up. It's just not in their nature. They'd rather blow up this planet than give it up. So Putin is putting his foot down. He's saying, this is going to be it. This is the Stalingrad. This is it for the entire planet. And,
yes.
And I think that what he's saying is, you know, he's just saying it very nicely. He's saying, not only do we have the ability to beat you, and here's the one thing about the United States, they were in a arms race and didn't even know they had lost. If you notice that, they didn't know until he spoke, they had lost the race.
Well, because the U.S. military-industrial complex didn't think they were in a race. We're the superpower. We can just take all the money and make all these junk weapons, and nobody will really care. And believe it or not, Harry Truman had to deal with the same thing in the years leading up to World War II. There was all this money being poured into these defense contractors. They weren't producing anything. They weren't coming up with things that were really useful. And when World War II really broke out, there was a scramble to start actually producing usable weapons and supplies. And it came dangerously. I mean, hair's breadth. The war could have gone the other direction. I remember when I was first getting into computers and computer graphics, one of the pieces of software I worked
on. Hello?
The Japanese won. The only reason we won were these incredible strokes of luck, like this flight of dive bombers just stumbling across one of the Japanese carriers with the deck loaded with bombs and munitions. Just incredible stuff. That happens like that. But getting on back to Putin, I agree with you. He doesn't strike me as the bluffing type. And again, go back and remember what that one Russian electronic warfare plane did to the USS Donald Cook, an Aegis destroyer. Absolutely paralyzed it. Apparently the crew was so traumatized they had to be rotated to other duty. And so obviously in the area of electronic warfare, the Russians are way, way ahead of us.
And Lenny,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, I have a thought to share, and I've shared it on the site. There is something very corrupt about the culture of the military-industrial complex in this country, that the top people, the executives of like a Lockheed Martin, Northrop, whoever the U.S. is buying from, think that it's okay to not deliver quality, to not deliver on time, and to not deliver when it comes to weapons that don't work as advertised. No. And I have said frequently that I think that should be cataloged as a form of sabotage against this country, and not the corporations paying monies for delay. I think that the people at the highest level of those corporations need to be jailed. Not forever, but for enough of a time that people in the industry would get the message, you don't do this to the American military ever again.
Well, unfortunately, corporate law protects these CEOs until they're caught in a criminal action. You can't do anything about it. But again, it's what Eisenhower said. It is a complex. The defense contractors, they spread those contracts all over the country. They have all these members of Congress who are dependent on those military contracts to create jobs in their district. And so all of these members of Congress become lobbyists for the military-industrial complex, saying, no, no, don't investigate, don't penalize. Yes, they botched up this weapon system, but they'll do better the next time. And that's why it just keeps on being done over and over again.
Yeah.
I'm in agreement with you. Every time one of these companies comes out with a piece of costly junk, the program ought to be canceled. But it is all tied up in politics and spreading those defense jobs over the country. That's why they brought back the B-1 Lancer. That program had been scrapped. They brought back the B-1B. Remember, the F-111 was supposed to be a combination fighter-bomber. They never got that to work. Every time they tried to use it as a fighter, the wing root would crack.
Mm.
And so they just said, well, we can use it as a medium-weight bomber, so that makes it okay. I mean, it's just a mess like that.
Hey, Mike, just real quick, for me, the biggest message I took away from Putin's speech was the era of mutually assured destruction is over. Not only was Putin saying we can beat you, we can live to tell about it.
No, what he said is the area of mutually assured destruction is back. Thank you for the phone call. We got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
I sure would like to know if they don't do something by and by. The rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And Claire, your next story would be?
Well, rental cars. And apparently, rental cars are now going to use facial recognition to spy on you, either on your vacation or whenever you do rent a car. Wonderful. A couple of days ago, IDEMIA announced their plan to install facial recognition cameras in all rental vehicles. IDEMIA and OMOVE are combining forces to spy on car renters everywhere. And
and why are they doing this?
Yeah, they're doing it to spy and use the facial recognition of you and your family in whatever you do. It's going to be in real time and it's going to be ubiquitous.
Well, here's the interesting thing. They're claiming the facial recognition is to basically watch what you're doing on vacation, shopping, dining.
Yeah.
And apparently, as I understand it, their idea is going to be that they're going to flash ads on that little TV screen that's in the modern cars that are calculated to be something that you want to do. If you're talking with your family about getting hungry, there'll be an ad for a nearby
restaurant.
Right out, you know, right out of Minority Report kind of stuff here.
Ooh, chicken
that
skin.
To me sounds very, very dangerous because it's another distraction. And as Claire and I are really seriously starting our effort to buy a newer car tomorrow, and I don't want one of those big screens. I mean, I'll take a backup camera. Backup cameras are cool.
Yeah.
But the problem with those touch screens is you have to actually take your eyes off the road and look at them to do anything that's on there. Change the radio, change the air conditioning, change whatever. We've got one of them in our rental, and I consider it very, very dangerous. I like the old-fashioned dashboard where everything has got a knob or a switch or a slider because you can run that by feel. You can just reach on over there. You keep your eyes on the road, and you just you hit the button to change the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And that really, I think, is a much safer way to go. I think putting everything into those panels, it is a danger to the driver and to the passengers. And not only that, it's also very risky for the car's operation, because if you run everything through that little computer and it fails, the car just shuts down completely. And as I understand it, replacing one of those touch screens in a modern car is like $700 just for the component plus the labor to put it on in there.
Yeah.
So, again, we're going to have to take whatever we can find for what we have. And by the way, a big shout out and thank you to everybody who pitched in to help us get a newer car. But we don't want a lot of whiz bang. We just want basic little, you know, car. We'd love to get a Subaru, but we're probably not going to be able to do that.
Yeah, the rental that we have until we find the car is a Subaru.
It's a Subaru.
And I have noticed it's very comfortable for me sitting in it, and Mike is enjoying driving it. But getting back to this technology,
yes,
the next big thing is going to be software, which can block it completely for a price.
Ah.
Yeah, don't you think?
Well, all you got to do is wear your sunglasses. I don't understand how facial recognition gets into this idea of spying on your vacations and where you go. I mean, you could have cameras on the outside that record that you stop off at the donut shop three times a week. And so you get donut ads on there.
Yeah.
Unless they're intending on locking the car with facial recognition, in which case we might see the same problems they're having with the iPhone X.
Yes.
Where the phone won't open for its real owner, but can be opened by total strangers.
Yeah, that's a little scary. And going over to the tech world again, apparently there is a very disturbing energy, if you will, of acceptance of Google's new smart camera. And the pitch for it is that it sits off to the side in a room and automatically captures the kind of candid shots that one never really plans for. The most common example cited, one's pets or one's kids. Instead of mere serendipity, however, the camera uses AI and machine learning to try to guess when to take a best shot. But, Mike, that is such a human thing.
As a photographer myself, I mean, this is basically a selfie without the stick.
Yeah.
And I consider the selfie, and especially this, to be a symptom of just how vain Americans have become.
Self-occupied.
Self-occupied. Yeah. We're all going to be media stars. Mm-hmm. And it really is. It's another sign of our decadence as a civilization. I've only ever taken one selfie, and that was just to prove to a listener that I had received and was actually wearing a T-shirt that he sent me.
I remember that. That
was it. Yeah. You know, I know what I look like. Yeah. I don't need to take pictures of what I look like. Yeah. I want to take pictures of nature and architecture and art. I want to take lots of pictures of Claire. You know, so.
I've got to tell you, folks, I, for one, do not intend to have this in our home.
No, we have no need for it. No need for it whatsoever.
And going back to the pounding on Trump, there are a couple of Congress critters who have challenged the Trump Organization to explain whether or not it knew of allegations of drug trafficking and money laundering tied to the Trump Ocean Club Panama. Now, the Trump Ocean Club Panama is not owned by Trump. They just rent the name. And
now, here's where it's interesting.
Yeah.
They're using the word allegations.
Yes.
In other words, they don't actually know that the money laundering was going on.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, it sounds good. Let's challenge Trump on it.
Yeah. Yeah. And the letter cited reports of agents involved in selling units at this condo property, and that they were linked to trafficking and money laundering. And there was one Brazilian real estate salesperson, Nogueira, who said that he met the president's daughter, Ivanka, there. But what this is really, as far as I can see, is more distraction away from Hillary Gate.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
They're going after Trump on the basis mm-hmm. of allegations and yeah. rumors and hearsay, mm-hmm. And they're still ignoring the real and documented crimes of Hillary Clinton, which
yeah.
the former head of the FBI admitted to.
Yes.
That she had committed felony violations of Title 18,
mm-hmm.
was, to be most generous, extremely negligent with classified information, which is, by the way, also in Title 18.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have intent.
Yeah.
If you do it by accident, that's the crime. And mm-hmm. the amazing thing for me is all this time after James Comey said that Hillary Clinton was being reckless with classified information, she still has her top secret clearance. But the media is making a big deal over the fact that Jared Kushner's security clearance has been downgraded one notch. I mean, the anti-Trump, pro-Hillary
yeah.
bias in
yeah.
the entire society, media and government, is very obvious. And I know it's not because they love Hillary Clinton. It's because they're terrified of her.
Yeah. And this was interesting. And from the New American comes a little companion piece regarding Hillary Gate, also posted at Blacklisted News. And the title is, Russia bragged about 10 spies assigned to Clinton. Mueller, McCabe, and Rosenstein helped cover it up.
Rosenstein helped
yeah.
cover up the fact yeah. that Russia had spies.
yeah.
Okay, Rosenstein.
Yeah. In a case that resembles rats leaving a sinking ship, longtime Clinton advisor and confidant Dick Morris, remember him?
Oh, yes.
admitted in a recent op-ed piece he wrote for the Western Journal that in the buildup to the deal's approval of Uranium One, 9 investors in Uranium One gave the Clinton Foundation a combined total of $145 million. Folks, even in this economy, that's a little bit of bread.
That's a lot of
money. I mean, come on.
You could get a nice car for that kind of money.
Oh, my Bugatti. No.
I don't think you can drive
yeah.
a Bugatti anymore.
And apparently, in the years before it came up for CFIUS approval, Russia deployed 10 spies in the U.S. with a single mission to get close to Hillary Clinton to get her to approve the Uranium One deal.
This sounds like an attempt to shift the blame for
yeah.
Uranium One back onto Russia.
Yeah.
And again, as we mentioned earlier mm-hmm. in the show, there's been a new wrinkle added to this case because
mm-hmm.
shortly after the Uranium One deal was done,
mm-hmm.
the EPA started blocking off access to other areas in the United States where uranium can be mined,
mm-hmm.
claiming environmental concerns, such
yeah.
as north of the Grand Canyon.
Right.
And so Russia got the 20% uranium from U.S.,
mm-hmm.
and the U.S. was now basically blocked off from even more of our own domestic uranium sources and forced to import uranium from other countries like Russia.
Yeah.
We're going to take another phone call from
oh, great.
Joe in California. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to say that what's the easiest way to put it? How they're constantly blaming somebody else to avoid the attention focus on themselves.
Yes.
You know, Russia did it and stuff like that. And I was mm-hmm. trying to think of an analogy that was so off the wall and distracting that it would get the attention of even the average person who feels that it's not important. And one of the things could be said, such as the Fuller Brush Man was colluding with Russia in order to force the value of the S&H green stamps down so it would be difficult to buy more Amway coins.
Okay.
I mean, once you get on
yeah.
this blame Russia for everything, I mean,
yeah.
you can blame Russia, you know, for Russia gave me gout and
my back hurts.
Yeah. Russia hurt Claire's back and Russia stole my Honda. So
yeah.
Vladimir Putin, if you're listening to this show, you owe me a new car. Right, and I want it right now or we're going to launch the nuclear war.
And maybe a new back.
And well, yes.
But there it gets worse, if you will, in the Dick Morris article.
Hang on a second. Joe, did you have anything else you wanted to say?
basically, the byproduct of all of the blaming and patsies and shifting and stuff is the ultimate cost to the taxpayer for the time wasting and the diversion and the delay in getting the country back on track.
No yeah. question.
It's a great point. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, look how much time and money Mueller has wasted trying to find a link between Trump and Russia. And he's failed, which is now why mm-hmm. they're trying to say, oh, well, Trump's involved in money laundering. And, yeah. you know, Trump has yeah. left his keys in the car and Trump did this and Trump did that.
Well, that's all I was trying to say was, you know, once the American people have lost everything and everybody's homeless, there's going to be a few people that were already in line ready to benefit because they put the necessary legislation in place, you know, through earmarks and other pork barrel spending magic tricks as Washington continues to protect its own and at the expense mm-hmm. of the
oh,
taxpayer.
Yeah. No question. I mean, in the coming economic crash, the bankers won't suffer. The politicians won't suffer. I mean, they're all amazingly wealthy already. And you look at some of these members of Congress who are owning these multi-million-dollar mansions, and you're trying to figure out how did they do that on a representative salary, which is not all that much, it's a lot more than we're making, but still, you know, how do they wind up?
When you look at it, you see that the banks continue to break the law and don't get punished. The politicians yes. mm-hmm. don't live in the districts they represent, mm-hmm. and they magically award themselves tax-exempt green energy funding grants to make themselves bazillionaires, and they run all the money off to Panama Paper offshore tax shelters, and at the same time,
well,
they're on television.
They didn't need to do that. That was what the Clinton Foundation was for, but of course, now that's shutting down. Those poor members of Congress, they're going to have to find other places to launder their money. Joe, I'm going to let you go here. We're running out of time, and we got a few more things
thank
that we
you.
Need to cover, so thank you very much here. And Claire, what is next on your mind?
Well, in the end of this article, Morris mentions Vlad Putin arranged for former President Bill Clinton to address the Renaissance Bank in Moscow. And it's an institution closely connected to the Kremlin.
Is that the one he got the $500,000 speaking fee for?
Yeah, I believe so. I believe yeah. so.
Doesn't sound like a guy who was hated Hillary Clinton and supported Donald Trump, does
no, it? Definitely not. You know, and these revelations have to get out there, Mike. They have to be looked well, at.
We keep pushing on them.
Yeah.
And they are getting out there.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the only people who are not talking about Uranium Gate or Foundation Gate mm-hmm. or Obama Gate or yeah. Hillary Gate or anything is the corporate media.
Mm-hmm.
Their job is to keep us distracted with staged mass shootings. They've hardly talked about anything but Billy Graham's funeral all day long.
Which I thought, you know, I mean, a little bit of attention, yeah.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of stuff going on with the funeral.
Yeah, and the corporate media, it really is kind of useless.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at CNN's ratings. I mean, they're down in the Al-Qaeda right now.
Mm-hmm.
More people are watching the Hallmark Channel than are watching CNN.
Yeah. And apparently this piece of Morris stopped short of making the connection, but it is obvious. It's been Hillary who has been Putin's puppet all the while.
Yes.
And the American people should thank God that she is not behind the desk in the Oval Office, where she would be in so much better a position to do Russia's bidding.
Oh, if she had if she'd won the election, we would already be in a nuclear war at this point. I'm convinced about
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
And the independent media would have been completely shut down
mm-hmm.
and we would be in a full-blown dictatorship. And we're dangerously close as it is.
Yeah.
But as I said earlier, by uniting together, all of us,
mm-hmm.
the independent media and those of you who support us, we got Google and YouTube to back down and start reinstating some of these conservative video channels.
Yeah.
So we are a force to be reckoned with. The war is not over.
No.
We've got a victory and we can celebrate that,
yeah.
but we dare not drop our vigilance.
Mike, let me ask a question. Did you have some videos that were up at YouTube that got canceled or taken down?
Initially, I think they've been restored because initially there's a separate channel
okay.
for the archives of this show.
Oh, okay.
And when this story first broke about videos being deleted, I went in and I looked and there were huge gaps.
Mm-hmm.
But I went back in earlier today and I checked. Some of the videos are artificially short, which
okay.
means something has been taken out of them, and I would imagine it's probably mostly the stuff about Parkland.
Yeah.
But they all seem to have been put back.
Hmm. Okay. All right. Well, that's a win in and of itself,
yes.
you know. But as you say, we've got to keep an eye on these people because there's a lot of madness in the air, folks. We just have to sit down, back away, and figure out who's got really the best interests of the American people at heart.
And unfortunately, it is not the corporations,
nope.
it's not the corporate media, and
nope.
it's not the government. The
nope.
government is looking out for the government.
Yep.
The military-industrial complex wants a war. We, the American people, have
mm-hmm.
to look out for the American people. And
yep.
that's what we're doing here. That's what the independent media is all about. We're not rich and powerful out here. We're just plain folks just like you.
Yeah.
All right. We got to take another break for commercials.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back with the last segment of our Powhana Friday show after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before I turn the show back over to Claire, the corporate media is still going on this thing about how the Russians are bluffing. They couldn't possibly have these weapons. It's impossible. Because after all, we're the greatest scientists and military builders in the world. Well, that's not always been true. Little lesson from history. During World War II, British reconnaissance aircraft flew over Peenemünde and photographed some of the first V-2 missiles on their transport trailers lying on their side. And the pictures were taken back to British intelligence, who looked at them. And a lot of people were saying, boy, that sure looks like a rocket of some kind. And they said, no, couldn't possibly. Germany couldn't possibly be building that. That's got to be a blimp, a surveillance blimp, reconnaissance blimp of some kind. Mm-hmm. Boy, that's an awfully heavy trailer for a blimp. No, no, it couldn't. And when the V-2s hit, it was a complete total surprise. We don't know if Putin really does have these weapons or not. We do know what they did to the USS Donald Cook. We do know what they're able to do in Syria.
Oh, yeah.
And so I, for one, would not be willing to gamble the life of this entire country that Putin was bluffing on that speech, because Putin has never struck me as a bluffing type person. Anyway, you have one more story, and this one's very, very angering.
Yeah. Schumer was slammed, the senator from New York, Chuck Schumer, for citing skin color in a vote against a white judicial nominee.
Which is kind of weird for this white Jewish boy.
And he's Senate Minority Leader. And he got a really stern rebuke from congressional colleagues for citing skin color in voting against a white federal judge nominee this week. And the guy's name is Marvin Quattlebaum, a white attorney who is a partner at Nelson Mullins, Riley & Scarborough in Greensville. And Schumer was characterizing this. It speaks to the overall lack of diversity in President Trump's selections for the federal judiciary.
And don't want a diverse federal judiciary. We want the best possible people there.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry that, you know, we can't run this country on a quota-based system anymore.
Yeah.
Because we're having this situation where people are being put into positions of power and authority who are simply not qualified,
mm-hmm.
all to be politically correct.
Right.
And when we come back on Monday, there's a big stink. Apparently, the schools in Washington, D.C. Have been engaging in fraud to make sure that students of color and minority are graduating in equal numbers with other students. And it turned out they didn't learn. They didn't show up. They had excess absences. They didn't want to do the work. Why should they when they're going to be told, we're going to graduate you just because we need so many colored people to graduate? What message does that send to the students? Excellence and achievement don't matter anymore. As long as you fit into the categories that are politically correct, you will get the benefits of life without having to work at it.
You know, I'm thinking of Betsy DeVos and her concept of privatizing education. I think she should have two charter schools in two of the toughest areas, some areas of New York, or Baltimore, or maybe Los Angeles.
Well, I'm sure glad she shut down Common Core. There's the music. It's time for us to get on out of here. Please stay tuned to John Stedmiller. I'm sure he's got a lot of interesting things to share with you. Please share everything that you know with everyone that you know. Please start an outreach. We need new listeners to Republic Broadcasting. We need new readers for our respective websites. We need you to be our evangelist if you're not opposed to that word. So have a really pleasant weekend. We'll be back on Monday. Aloha, America.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.